You done cutting?
Yes, I am. Can I have the scissors on?
All right. You have a dream again that night.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see each other in this dream. All of you. Even though Ever is not anywhere near you. Ever is also in this dream. And you feel like this dream is very, very real, vivid, and probably very... Well, it feels like it's actually happening.
Okay.
It's a lucid type of dream, but you can't, like, if you try to jump up and fly, you won't be able to. Let's do this dream.
So where are we?
What's around us? Yeah. What you see is a wide open grass field. In the middle stands a very tall tree, 9 branches, too high to reach. A stranger is dancing around the tree.
Yes! Hello!
The stranger, hello!
Hello!
Your beard's bad. What are you doing, stranger?
Dancing.
Is this a dream?
Yes.
Are we all in the same dream?
Yes.
Oh. Is it the food?
I saw a Doctor Who episode about this. No. I actually did, sorry.
Did you?
Yes. The Christmas episode is good.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear.
I apologize.
Yes. It is a dream. This happens every now and then, I believe.
No, but this time we're all in the same dream.
Did you use the dreamscape hijack?
But maybe I'm just dreaming that you guys are dreaming too, and then we're not actually, but I'm the only one dreaming.
Dream plane. Yep.
No.
Dream plane stealing.
Yep.
Did you? No, I didn't.
Steal our dream planes?
I didn't. I didn't steal your dream planes nor your dream cars.
Okay.
What's
your
I don't trust you, but alright.
You're just dumb.
No, thank you.
I don't
know. I think we should dance.
Girl's trying to dance.
Yes.
The stranger synchronizes with Girl's movements very easily.
Why are we dancing?
It's a happy thing. It's just a tree and there's no sad things.
Movement is fundamental.
It is good to stretch.
Could I please just go back to sleep?
You are asleep, yes? Let's just dance.
I'm dancing. Look at me dance.
I think we should practice while we can, yes?
Practice?
Practice dancing.
Why?
Do you mean fighting?
We are going to the gathering. Yes?
What dance shall we practice?
Yes.
Everything.
The
you every
don't have
dance.
To dance though.
You do not need to dance.
You always gotta dance.
You always have to dance.
No.
No!
Stranger's just repeating whatever he hears. He tries to start a combo on the
word. Ever's not moving.
He's pushing Ever. And like lifting Ever. And just...
What is this dance?
It is... The Congo.
The Congo.
The Congo. A treacherous dance.
You're moving in a line.
Yes.
Ever tries to dream of a drum.
What?
Ever tries to dream a drum.
A drum? What is a drum on your hip?
Alright, Ever starts playing the drum.
Yes.
I'm gonna try to dream of a bed.
There is a drum on your hip.
Kiro tries to dream of cookies.
There is a drum on your hip.
Are there cookies in the drum?
Do you open the drum?
Yes.
There are also attempts to destroy the drum.
More drums inside.
There are more drums.
They're also going to shoot the drums.
Whose drum?
Anyone's drum. Q's drum. No. Don't. No.
No.
Put it away. Put it away. Not while I'm wearing it.
All right.
We should get into the mood for performance.
Do I hit the drum?
Yes, we should get into the festive mood.
Do you hit the drum?
I do.
It's very easy to tap the drum to the beat that the stranger and Kuro are moving at.
Why is it really easy? I don't even feel like cutting this right now.
Ever switches to his
Why is there a flute behind your ear?
Playing music now. What's Eros doing?
Eros is standing there scowling like he normally does, because he has not done anything else. He also draws his weapon and points him at everyone he knows.
Come, Eros, be merry and gay like the rest of us.
No.
Happy and gay. Gay no, I don't dancing.
I don't want to do gay dancing.
The Congo is a treacherous place. Still moving.
It's treacherous and gay.
Yeah.
Let the gaiety flow through you.
I'm good, thanks.
Like a river.
A gay river.
No thanks.
He's ever playing
flow down game. Upon you and inside of you.
No.
The stranger.
The stranger
goes up to Eros. Let's just dance.
I don't know how to
dance.
The
stranger is behind Eros. Dance.
All right.
It's very easy to move like this. It's actually really relaxing.
This is dumb. I hate this.
Roll a will save.
A what?
Just roll will.
It's gonna be the worst. There's no will. I have to roll under, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so no. What?
Oh, is it get? Wait. You have to.
I have to roll under?
Under your will.
Yeah, you rolled under. Oh, I have to roll under. Okay, yeah, I'm good.
You're good? You're trying not to move, but it's a little. It's actually kind of fun.
What the fuck? Whatever.
Yes. Hey, Ross, see the gayness.
Yeah.
Let the gayness
through me.
Take
I'm
over.
Letting it in my body, whatever, okay.
The dream fades.
Your whole body is gay.
The dream fades. Okay. And you wake up fully rested. Q is known.
Okay. There seems to be blood on his sheet near his legs.
Oh, I did it again. Q peed blood.
Is it blood or is it just all the beets he was eating?
Oh, no.
The beet juice.
It's possibly both. Probably both.
Kind of bright. You know, the sun is shining through the windows. The town is awake. People are bustling around, all kinds of people. You see a lot of colorful folk outside, though. Just very colorful clothing. Feathers, poofy outfits, like clowns and such.
Ever has breakfast at home and then goes to the inn to meet them.
I suspect the gathering...
Ever is there before they get up.
I suspect the gathering...
Of course.
Has begun.
I suspect the gathering.
I think it has.
What the hell is going on here? Could you please stop standing behind me?
I apologize.
Eros.
No.
Eros.
Still asleep, sorry girl.
They may have a continental breakfast here. Continental.
Eros,
breakfast.
Open the door. What's up? Let's go get breakfast.
Ever has anticipated this and gone downstairs to ask about what the food is
like
today.
Oh, the food here is very fancy.
And what they have specifically.
They have a lot of different types of eggs prepared, omelets, kinds of things. Omelets with...
He just shovels stuff on his plate. Not like too much, but he doesn't really care what he's eating.
The innkeeper is watching, and alright, that'll be 3 silver. Pass him the silver.
Right. So you're putting the eggs back.
Eros will attempt to take the food without being noticed.
You sneakily move over, roll stuff.
Deja vu.
I'm rolling to notice him.
Because you always watch Eros.
Oh man, I rolled a 4. What do I add to it?
Eros, what are you doing?
What'd you roll?
27.
You sneak over and no one notices you. You start loading your plate?
Yeah.
The plate is getting further and further away.
What?
It's below you. Good morning, Eros!
What's up?
You're straddling his neck. He snuck under you and stood up.
I'm sorry, are you too high to reach the food?
Eros jumps off. Does a flip.
Roll acrobatics to catch your food.
Okay, yeah. 6. 25.
You catch yourself in most of the food. The stranger catches the rest of your food.
Ah, yes, here you are.
Thanks. Eros just...
That is a lot of food.
Eros just tries to walk away.
Wait, Eros, you forgot to pay.
Just,
Don't worry, I have it.
Thank you.
The stranger puts down 3 gold pieces.
Hey. That's a lot of food. Any foxy foxes around here?
There's no foxy foxes. But there are a lot of...
Foxy non-foxes?
Yeah, there are a lot of people here.
Squirrels. The foxy foxes.
Hippos.
It is if ever definitely noticed.
Yeah.
And it was definitely like quiet. But you didn't need to ask about breakfast because these guys just immediately charged towards the breakfast.
Yeah.
And the innkeeper is very happy. He's literally like, he's got a small rake and he's just like pushing money around. It's actually a small rake, it's like a souvenir he got from somewhere.
Kuro is basically eating to the rhythm of this song.
In my world, there is such a thing as a free lunch.
It is breakfast!
Yeah, yeah.
So, there are a lot of people here, a lot of different costumes. There are some people in, like, just giant, like, bear costumes.
They look like they're expensive.
What, the costumes?
Yeah.
Some of them are homemade.
Mm.
But none of them are particularly awful. They're well-fitted clothing. You know, they're very different, but these people don't seem to know what they're doing with their costumes.
Okay.
Including the people who are just in giant, like, almost like marshmallow-esque costumes.
Okay.
There's a group that's really, like, taking over a corner. Lots of cloaks, lots of hoods, but the hoods have pointed up a little bit. So something's under it. Not like...
Do they look like ears?
Ears are usually down here.
Ears can be pointing up.
Yeah. Not quite like that.
Maybe horns.
Maybe not horns.
Eros trusts none of these people.
That's okay. Eros is probably still eating.
Do they have tails?
Can't really see from here. They're really slippery in the corner. You can try and sweep them out.
Yeah.
Without being noticed.
Just look over.
There's a lot of them. There's like... They've really crammed in. Some of them are like, they're not like, there's no table, they're all eating on their laps, but they've really crammed in so they don't take up that much space.
Does Eros have a table?
Ever maybe like four. Around to notice any interesting instruments that might be carrying.
Oh, there are really weird looking instruments around. There's some instruments made out of shoes, they look like flutes. There's some like, there's that's definitely like a dried gourd that you see, but you don't, it would look like a flute, but because it has the holes on one side, but it has the strings on the other, and it's hollowed out. And it looks like it's a combination lute and like sort of clarinet thing from like a, I don't know.
Probably makes
that. These are the kinds of things that you've seen some stuff like this before, but only around. Yeah, right. Stranger's done eating. He must have a ridiculously high metabolism because he is. Still trim as ever.
Mm.
Are you done eating Eros?
We're getting there.
Who's eating Eros?
I am not eating Eros. I do not know if he showers or bathes.
All the time.
Or cleans. Is Eros lying again?
Usually.
Yes. I understand.
I think we should get going. Yeah. Eros, are you done yet?
I'll help. Kuro takes all the food.
I'm done. Let's go.
Yes. Shall we go?
Where do you
want to
go?
The casino.
No.
Why? Oh. We gotta go see Renard.
Yes.
You should have went to Boltzmann.
He might be awake now.
Where is he? Which way do I go?
Be nice to Eros. He seems constipated today.
That's every day.
Shall we go to Boltzmann together?
Yeah, let's go.
Let us go to Boltzmann together.
Alright, let's be, you know, speedy about this.
Like salamanders.
Let's hit it.
The stranger playfully punches you in the shoulder.
Hit it.
Ever has left the inn.
You
do?
Okay.
Okay.
That was an evil action. his eyes go fairy water. I'm sorry.
You're evil now.
No! The stranger picks up Eros and says, I will carry you.
That's fine.
You are upside down.
You know, all of you have a very gay dream last night.
Only you, Kuro.
Filled with gayness.
Only we danced, yes.
You're the one who made
in
it.
My
yeah,
dream,
I was really happy about that.
In my dream, Eros was full of... He was reluctant at first, but he gave in to the gayness and became fully gay. Entirely gay.
100% through
gladly
through.
Gay.
Gayly gay.
Was he positive? You arrive at Boltzmann's shop. And Boltzmann is rubbing his eyes. Can I help you?
So Bolt.
Ah, Kuletari! Is Eros with you? He did not come by last night, yeah?
So Bolts, what's good?
This will be quick. Come over here.
All right.
Boltzmann, like, has you stand against the wall and starts measuring you.
Oh, okay.
He then shackles you to the wall.
okay.
Yes.
So
see, me and his hands stand for a moment. He hits a button on this. Like a wall comes out, points directly at Eros.
Guys, get me out of here. Take this guy out.
No,
this is funny.
Think gay thoughts, Eros.
It is miscalibrated. Starts pulling some gears and stuff. This is very makeshift. It definitely made this sometime last night. So you see, if you had visited, it would be a lot easier. But now we have a little less time.
Centered on your torso.
Oh, it's a little bit more...
Centered a little bit, but
am I
going to
die? No, I suspect not.
Please. This is hilarious. I don't want to die.
This is so good. I love this right now.
Now, this will only sting for maybe 5 or 6 minutes.
That's a long time.
No, not at all. Just close your eyes.
No, just
close
your eyes.
Close your eyes. If you are locked out, the process will not work and we shall have to start over.
Oh, take my God. And slow
down. Therefore, no matter how much it hurts, please do not pass out. I do not think it will hurt, but I have often been wrong about these things.
Does Eros have his crossbow still?
Yeah.
Someone should probably take it before he shoots someone.
No, this is good. Leave the crossbow where it is.
Okay, alright.
Yes, this is, alright, shall we? This is not quite as far as I need it to.
Yeah, just do what you gotta do.
He pulls it down, and what's your AC?
What is it? 27.
Okay. Roll 2d6.
It depends. Do I have combat advantage against him?
You do not have combat advantage against
him.
No, you are against this machine. This machine is approximately...
Does he have disadvantage?
Maybe 15 feet wide.
9.
And it's like... 9?
Yeah.
You take 9 damage to the crotch.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry. This is not quite working. As
literally the worst kind of damage.
Crotch damage.
Yeah. Vulnerable 20.
I see. It is off. It opens up and the heat source is revealed.
What is it?
This should work properly this time. I didn't.
I'm gonna die. Should have given myself a sleepy time bolt.
It bumps into your crotch.
Why here? Why is this the point of, like, you know.
Think gay thoughts. Very gay.
It's gonna use the pain.
Drag itself from here up the body, up to your chest. It's leaving a big oily grease stain. But it's very warm and gentle. Heal 3 damage.
Okay,
that's so gross.
That's 6.
Yes, this doesn't sting yet.
It's just a bad time all around, actually.
But this does not sting.
No.
You do not feel the teeth then yet.
There's
roll 2d6. Roll 1 more d6. Try not to pass out, yes?
12.
12 total?
Yeah.
You take...
So I'm at 18 damage.
No, you take another 18 damage.
Okay.
Instead of 12, you take...
Yeah. 18?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm at 24 now.
It starts massaging its way into your chest.
Okay. This is really uncomfortable.
It's just teeth.
Small for the celestial timepiece now.
Nope. This hurts a lot. Am I dying?
No, you should not be dying.
I'm probably dying.
But if you are dying, just let me know, yes?
Actually, yeah, this is my legend.
Alright, this is only, oh dear, there's something in the way, though.
Splinter, lol.
What is this? What
my
is
claws
this?
Are staying on, bro.
This orb, what is this?
That's probably my dick.
Yeah, you have an orb. No, that is probably not that.
What is it?
It's in your chest.
Huh?
Huh?
My organs?
No, I do not believe it's your heart. That's alright. I'll just remove it.
No, no, no.
I'll just remove it.
No.
How much pain?
Like, is it actual, like, a saw?
Yeah, it's like a saw.
It's coming from my chest.
Yeah, it still has some blood on it from, like, pulling out of your chest.
How are you not dead?
How am I not dying?
It's moved away, and he's moving it in very slow.
This is a delicate procedure.
Oh, God.
You have to be very careful. Please, no interruptions, yes? Okay. Don't talk. Okay. No breathing.
It's like a drill point.
All done.
That was stupid. I thought I was going to die. What do you got?
I did not need to remove it.
What just died?
I believe it's some sort of, orb.
Let me see.
No, it's usually, you have to look at this periscope, yes?
Alright.
Excuse me, Mr. Metallic. Hit. Good.
What is it?
It looks like a golden orb. You've seen this before. Something that Eros used previously, that Gortok gave him.
Oh, it's a reset orb.
A reset orb?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Ah. The reset orbs don't stay in Zimbabwe.
So, should you remove it?
I don't think it's a good idea to remove it at this point.
Okay, so why don't we just leave it there?
Yes, I'm thinking this is good.
Yeah.
Yes. Now that we've tested your pain tolerance, here's the real deal.
Yes. He kind of pushes aside the machine.
Yeah.
Where ooh. Behind it is just, it looks like a million crossbows.
Cool.
Just kind of like arranged in a ballista fashion.
Nice.
All right, now. On the count of three.
It's been good, guys.
On the count of three.
Well, I don't do nothing to any of you.
You need to. Is this not calibrated? They are not firing on the right spot.
You get none of my stuff.
You see, like
just
dots
my body.
Of light, focused laser points.
Oh.
This is like outlining your chest cavity.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, go.
Now,
go for it.
As I said, you're strapping a man in this delicate process should not hurt you that bad.
Okay.
But in case it does. The Raven Queen may owe me a favor, but I may have mistaken that for a bear. So, we go. Getting old.
He puts like three balls in a cup. Mm-hmm.
I lost.
When
okay.
do I stop seeing such bullshit?
It's in your sleeve. It's in your sleeve. The ball's in your sleeve.
Doesn't hurt at all.
You've seen this one before?
What's in me?
You just have these balls sticking out of you. They're kind of ethereal. Your body starts to go red.
Oh, no.
Does it hurt at all?
No, but it sounds weird. I'm not gonna look.
It feels really, like, it feels like your body is absorbing what it's touching.
Ew. Because
you're gay.
No. Gay. Ha! Gay!
The last one gets stuck a little bit. The box comes in.
No, don't use your hand like that with your bare hands.
They're not that dirty.
You're gonna have infections for days.
Now, how do you feel?
Terrible.
You feel absolutely no different.
I feel terrible.
Yes?
Yeah. Because you touched me.
Operation successful. Yes. Now, Vaughn, you have to make the thing.
Gathering?
Yes. So I'm sleepy. I should go to sleep.
What did you give him?
Never mind, Kulatar. You shall understand in a moment.
Thanks, Bolts. I guess.
You feel like you could, you feel like you could, like, move around a lot quieter. Is it missing organs? What is it?
I don't know.
But your eyesight is a little bit sharper. You can see a little bit further in the distance. Ooh, is that a foxy fox? No.
No, that's Q. You're seeing one of Q's pores. It looks like a foxy fox.
Why are you staring at my nose like that? No, don't worry about it. You just look at your lips. No.
Yes, perhaps we should leave.
Yeah, let's
Where
go.
Else do we need to go? Well, where else do we need to go?
Let's go to Uncle Renard.
So you head back to Renard.
Is the door still busted? I don't like that guy. He kicked my ass.
The door is not busted down. It's been patched up a bit.
Okay.
But the door's closed. And the lights are not on.
Hello, good sir.
No. Mm-hmm. Are you not?
Come in. Come on down.
We're open. All right, we're coming. The hole's still here. Would you say this has a 2-inch diameter? Not this. The cookies.
I don't know.
Price.
That's fine. Yeah, that's about
3 inches. Yeah.
2. Yeah, that's
two.
Good.
Two. Right. About 2.
Thanks. I'm going to have one. Can I have one?
Yeah.
Thanks. What's up, Renard?
He's just sitting in the chair. Out in the top. In the top layer. I'm sorry, the
top
first
set.
Floor. The first floor.
Oh, okay.
He's got a stack of stuff next to him. He looks really tired. He's like, yeah, hey, how's it going? Stayed up all night working.
Oh, you didn't need to.
No. You guys are... I gotta get you a thank you present. For, no good at this, but...
That's very considerate of you.
Alright, so... This one's... Each of you gets a pair. He holds out what looks to be leather at first, but very... on a closer inspection. It looks like it's made out of, tree fibers, like very slim bark. So yeah, looks like leather, right? It's, Bella helped me grow it.
Help you grow it?
Yeah, it's, Wow. I didn't have access to really fine leather, but
yeah.
We figured out something, and this should work.
For what?
The Gathering's a tricky place. I haven't been, but you need to move fast. It's just simple as that. So, if you get knocked down, I don't want you guys to stay down. And this is the most I could do, short notice. You know, I was working on some other stuff. He motions to another pile of things. It looks like the one that he's got in his hand. He's filling with. Look like different kinds of sheets. But yeah, try them on. He motions toward the stranger. Put these right over those shoes. You got those cleats on, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're very. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not really in the mood to talk. I'm a little tired working all night, you know. It's been a while since. He, he gives it to the stranger, who gratefully puts them on and just kind of zip around his cleats and kind of like meld with it. That's an enchantment I came up with myself. Notice that you were wearing special shoes. It looks like these, the stranger's Russian cleats have been kind of combined with these weird-looking boots.
Mm. Okay.
Now, the rest of them should be the same, so if you get another pair of fancy shoes, it shouldn't be a problem. But, hey, why don't you try it on? Alright. Now, so they seem a little weird. Brace yourself, right? Ready?
Okay.
You put them on. Alright, well, just leg sweeps here. You don't take any damage. It's too non-lethal.
Okay.
You're just like, well, get up. You feel like you easily get up. Very easily get up. Q has acquired a pair of acrobat boots. It's only a minor action to get instead of a move action.
Holy crap.
Yeah, this is what I could do short notice.
Someone can be...
thank you. A pair for each of you.
Sweet.
These should each of them should fit you.
My computer is... Like, look at this. Okay, so Capilox is not on. I hit shift to type the first letter.
Try again. I think you have sticky keys. I think you have sticky keys on. So, the sticky keys is off. Maybe your shift key is stuck or something. Try again. Oh, there. Say no.
Now it works.
Okay, so
it's just stuck.
Yeah, sometimes it just gets stuck. Alright, and this sword mage, this is for you. He hands you a little... It looks like a sheath, but it will go over... It looks like it also could go over a sheath. Do you have a sheath,
yeah.
Kopesh? It looks like it can kind of, like, go over the sheath. This will also combine up. If you look at it carefully, it's the same mark that he carved into your arm.
It's still there, right?
It's still there. It's a little faded, but it's clearly there and scarified. But it's healed completely.
What does it do?
Oh. So, a sword mage. Sometimes the best thing to do, you know, is not. It's not always to fight. My wife taught me that. You always be at the ready. And stress yourself out. Just not be on guard. So when you're wearing that, you got your sword. You got your blade away. You're under my protection.
Thank you.
Essentially, when you have your Kopesh sheath, you have sword mage warding active.
Wow.
As well as...
Holy shit.
As well as a +2 to AC. An additional +2 to AC while you have a sheath.
Wow.
Is that good?
That's really good.
It means you don't have to have your sword out.
No, I don't. It's really freaking good.
Yeah, that's something I... You know... Gotta say, you're one of my best students, if not the best.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
No, it's alright, but, you know, make me proud. Go
back. I will.
You won't.
Alright, yeah. Alright.
It's alright. Yeah.
So, essentially, like, you are actually more defensive when you have the Kopesh sheath.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we're aware of that. It does not allow, quick draw, but it's still a minor action to draw, and your AC will go down, but not that much, not by that much.
Yeah.
Say, can I get a look at that? That pendant of yours.
Yeah.
Describe it to the party again.
So it's a teardrop. It's a red teardrop on a mithril chain. The chain can be broken only by Q. He can clasp it and unclasp it.
How is it? Is it attached to it somehow?
It's just by a loop.
Looped around the...
Not like loop, like not like chained around, but as if like a regular necklace, how it can slide.
Like this?
Yeah. Just like that.
On the back.
Yeah.
On like a small... In the gem itself. In the stone itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it
attached
something?
To it?
There's a loop behind and it can pass through the stone.
Oh, so as if water had worn it down or something. Mm-hmm. He's just looking at it carefully.
Yeah.
This thing, yeah. Pulls out his own necklace. Examines it carefully. It's not necklace, but like the ring. Quite similar.
You said you think they're of the same make?
Similar make.
Okay.
My wife used to make this one glow. Stones like this, so I made it.
Well, our stones glow together. For some reason, earlier.
I think it's a little bit different.
But I think it's gay.
Can't be sure. Now there's a weird looking pool. It doesn't. It's got many hands on it. Coming there. It's a little bit behind the shop. Care to see it?
Yeah.
What?
He leads you to the back, like past the past. You go.
This is not a gag.
Into the back.
Okay, I was just making sure you're not like.
Past the ladder, he opens up. He opens up. He opens up the door. It's just easier to go through here. It's just in the back. Opens up another door. It leads to the outside. Stranger, like I'm guessing the rest of you follow.
Yeah.
It's a pool that looks somewhat like the scrying pool that from the tower.
Yeah.
But it does not. It's
actually water. It's not frozen.
There's water in it. The water is very white. It's very like as if it's like smoke inside the water.
So like there's milkiness.
Like cloudiness.
Yeah, but very like all of it. There's no.
Okay.
It's not
like a. Yeah, it is really
familiar
like milk.
To Ever.
Ever has a very strong sense of familiarity. But there's a very thick glass over it. But you can see the water still lapping away underneath it. This is. It doesn't look like the same kind of frozen water that was in
the tower.
The tower.
So, what's...
There are hands jutting out of it, though. In all different directions. Some of them have hands closed.
So wait, like jutting out of the pool?
Out of the sides of the stone barrier.
Oh,
they,
sure.
It's
are
actually,
they
it's
carved
actually,
out of the stone, or are they...
They look like they're the same make of the stone.
So it's just like, as if they're like that.
Yeah.
But they're all around.
Like there's many hands.
Yeah.
Some of them are closed, some of them are...
What does it do? Is this... I mean, we've seen a scrying pool before, but...
Yeah, you're right. It is a scrying pool, but...
Let me guess. Should I put my stone on this?
I mean, take a look over here.
Okay.
He points to, there's one, it's clasped around, kind of a greenish-looking stone. A green stone, but the hand is holding onto it really tightly. I bet you won't be able to move that. I don't know what it is, if you look carefully. You lean in, it looks like, for some reason, you just get the sense of familiarity with that stone when you're holding your own. If you're holding the, it's a pendant, the amulet?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I just call it
the gem?
Yeah.
When you're holding the gem, it's very familiar. The rest of you don't seem really even interested in it. But he's mentioned, but Renard's clearly saying, if you hold something like that, it feels, shall we say, at home with the others. So I don't know. There are lots of hands open, but you can put almost anything on this. He takes a dagger from his belt, puts it on the hands. The hand goes like this, and then it juts out and holds it carefully and correctly. It flips it in his hand and holds it correctly, but it's pointing outwards. Doesn't do much. You put the right thing on it, you'll find something.
Can I take the... I'm going to try to take the dagger away.
It won't move. It doesn't budge at all.
How do you get something out of here?
Fix it up. It's just how it is. I've seen some things like this. This may interest you. He walks around to the back in the lower portion. There's a hand out... There's a hand... And it has something held very carefully in its hand. This one that Retarly kid was always fussing over.
I'm gonna get closer, I'm gonna take a look at it.
As you get closer, a finger opens up. It's a flower.
Do I recognize the flower?
This seems really familiar. Maybe from a really long time ago.
Trying to remember.
Roll history.
Oh, nice.
Is it around if I roll for me?
It's fine. Right.
36.
This flower is definitely something you grew up seeing. If not something that belonged to your family or something.
Mm.
You grew up seeing this flower somewhere. It may be the very same flower that, if there's only one of a kind, or if it was in a field of things, or if it was a greenhouse, this flower is definitely so familiar to you. You definitely grew up seeing it.
Why is this here? This always grew in Dad's garden.
I couldn't tell you, but the casino does some weird things. Try and take it.
I'm gonna reach for it.
He opens up a little bit more.
I try to take the flower.
It comes right out.
That probably means it belongs to you.
Ever gonna try and figure out what kind of flower it is? Let's see if you recognize it.
Here.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
I guess nature.
Yep.
Oop. 9. Plus a lot. 16.
This would be up to
24.
You. 24. Because it's a flower.
24.
So the flower is, it's white. The base of the petals are very white, but on the outside is a green and yellow, is a green and orange flare. So if you imagine how people usually draw the sun, the very base of the sun will be pure yellow, and on the outside is radiating orange to red.
Like a halo.
So that's what's happening, but it's originating white to yellow to green. And that same nice gradient, but it's not like the gradient you'd see in the flower, like a regular flower would.
Right.
It's very fiery, and that it has about 7 petals.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like it would also be very potent for certain things, but you know you'd have to be a very experienced botanist to use certain materials from it. Very much like making Dreamscape hijack powder kind of thing.
Kind of like that, but it's not the same flower.
It's not the same flower, but you'd have to know the exact techniques.
So it's not something that I've seen before.
This is something you've never seen before, but you can tell.
Is it similar to flowers, or does it seem like it's from a completely different line?
It's very similar to other flowers.
It's similar to other flowers, but you've never seen one in general. That's the only reason you can pick up the distinctions.
Like if you're if you've been to, well, you know how certain flowers don't grow in certain areas. This one won't grow in the area that you've seen before. That's it.
May also be kind of delicate flower. It grows under very specific conditions.
Did your family use it for anything?
Not that I know of.
We could show it to Bella.
I've just.
She might know.
Well, I'm kind of tired, but got the boots, and I'm gonna probably take a nap. It's been a long night. And, again, thank you.
Thank you.
You have any other questions I can answer?
Nope, you were a gracious host.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Have a good repose.
All right, then just close the door after yourselves. I'll just repair the door later. It's fine.
She's gonna sit in the disc.
Renard's smiling a lot more than he saw him previously, especially ever. He seems very relaxed, and like a great burden has been taken off of him. And he heads down, just literally glances at the letter. See you guys later.
So has this pool always been here? Like, ever seen it before? Or is it something that's...
It is something that ever has seen before, but, like, there's no reason to go near it.
Right.
And it looks really
weird.
It's
never been particular just to him or anybody.
Kuro's slowly closing the door. Good night. Good night.
So, yeah, the stranger's headed out already.
Good night.
Let's go. Wait. I'll catch up in a second.
Very gay.
We can't leave you. No, I'll be... Hold on, just go ahead.
Whatever.
I'm gonna take the necklace off.
Hmm?
I'm gonna put it in the... I'm gonna put in the hand that the flower was in.
It got me.
Okay.
Ever.
The pool water moves around, and you see a vague image of a very small you in the lap of your mother. She's reading your storybook.
Rudolph,
and then she just starts fire. She's clearly wearing the gem. Vision fades.
I take the gem, sit on the disc, and I follow.
Sentimental memory.
Like part of the house is exploding,
and the butlers are just kind of.
Like repainted, just a whole bloody wall walls.
Me look.
Yeah. That's the worst sentence.
Arrow stops on the disc with Q. Kind of pushes him off a little bit.
Yes, that is curious. I am very sleepy, Thor. This is all quiet. I wish to listen to music. Shall we go?
The gathering. Let's hit it.
Would you like to put the flower in the vault? Keep it safe. Keep it sound. Keep it safe.
Stranger puts down the vault, uncovers it, opens the vault. Takes a flower, just throws it in, closes the vault, puts it back in his sack. Adjusts the other sack that he has on his back. Pulls out a small piece of meat pie.
Did you ever get to see Van Buren again, Kuro?
Yes, let us visit the good professor.
Where does he live? Ever has no idea where Van Buren is.
Wait, did he not say he would visit us at the hotel?
Yeah, he did.
I believe he did.
Maybe he was still eating breakfast.
How about Vella? Did Vella need to see you?
Well, we could show the flower before we go.
Oh, stranger does this. He just jumps into the vault, comes out with the flower, and has a second meat pie, and closes up the vault.
I think he just wanted a meat pie.
Yeah. Let's go to Vella's.
Let's go.
Never walks there.
You go back to Vella's place. Do you remember it's like a very solid structure, almost like it's growing out of the ground. You go down the long corridor with all kinds of paintings. Paintings and looks like more like little textile fabric kind of art. Moving things around.
Oh, hey.
You hear?
Is that Finn Buren? Hello.
Yeah, he wandered here after eating everything.
He said he was going to come by and visit last night, but he...
What's this? Pretty. Where'd you get this? You grow flowers?
Dad does.
Your dad was here?
I don't know. But...
The fountain.
I explained the fountain.
It's got some weird stuff on there.
Yeah, but...
It's a pretty flower. You can do with a lot of it. Not sure you want to. You need a lot of these.
Wait, what, though? It's not the Dreamscape Hijack flower.
This is one of these things that focuses certain types of magic.
Okay.
Of course. But it's a kind of like... It's one of the components in maybe some focus potions. It focuses things like eyesight, just like really amplifies the... I don't know how to explain it.
Sure, that's fine. But I just don't... I never used it before.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's not the kind of thing that you'd have to harvest a lot of them.
I know this.
I don't think it's like, from the look of this isn't very ripe. You know what I mean? It's not like the right time to harvest it.
Sure.
So it just probably wasn't even used for that. Probably just picked because it was pretty.
Dad used to harvest and like grow for fun.
I mean, that makes sense. It's pretty pretty, right?
That's weird.
Boy.
It's a weird thing to do for fun.
Grow flowers?
Yeah.
For sure, I guess.
Is it yours?
It's kind of retarded.
Yeah. Did you want it?
What would you harvest instead, Eros?
Potatoes.
Potatoes are dead easy to harvest.
You have a lot of money.
You dig a lot of holes.
Potato farms are a lucrative business.
They're kind of heavy.
Or build towers.
I could interest you in a potato farm. I got a plot of land back at home. If you're interested, just let me know. Okay.
He's lying. He's just very clearly lying. Ever doesn't need to think about this. Eros speaks as if he knows a lot about potato farming.
Is Eros beginning to believe his lies?
Yeah.
He really thinks he has a potato farm. He's like,
Oh man, I can't wait to get back home to the potato farm.
Simple life.
It's been so long.
Yes.
Can you save it in your
box? Yes. Fox down
the same thing.
On the potato farm.
He drops it into the vault, and as it falls, he reaches in and grabs it and probably closes it.
He's lying.
Adjust both sacks and.
Did you want to ask Bella anything? Did you practice your music last night?
Mm-hmm. Bella's pretty distracted.
What?
Mm-hmm. Frau Doktor.
Send me? Is that me?
That's
no. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What?
I believe we all entered a gay dream last night.
What
did you
say
have
that?
What? Very gay.
You need to update your words. What are you saying?
Happy.
There was a dream with music in
homo,
the music.
Oh.
And I guess
we were dancing
all had it.
At the tree.
Yes, we were dancing around the tree. Tree dream.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Another tree dream.
But we were all there, and we were all dreaming the same dream.
Oh, so you...
No modification this time.
Just
I'm pretty
together.
Sure...
All the same dream?
And I just played my flute.
Yes.
You played your flute.
I played a drum.
There were drums
did,
inside my
did you see
my
him
drum.
Play a drum?
He did play the drum.
Did you see him play a drum?
I don't remember.
No.
He was...
No! He did not play a drum. He opened a drum.
And he was
dancing with. They were doing a conga line, but we all
conga
had
line.
Yes, so we all had the same dream.
Yeah,
it's never happened before.
Okay,
I mean we've had similar dreams, but we've never
been together.
Okay. Yeah, I really couldn't tell you anything. It's a tree. Things happen like this.
The tree, yeah.
I mean, the most I can think of is did you notice anything strange? Usually these dreams like this are almost like, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
I guess we were the only ones there.
Only ones there, alright. Anything else? It was dancing time and everyone was to eat this dance.
Were there leaves in the tree?
Tree probably was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
That's it.
Maybe you should think about it some more. Maybe there's something about it that you're just missing. I don't know.
It was strange. He could dance.
Dance?
Yeah.
Can he dance normally?
No.
In any case, you think it is advisable for me to awaken His Excellency here?
Oh, this guy? She nudges him with her foot. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm gonna practice.
Okay, there's some plants up here. Some ground over here, some loose gravel. Mm.
The hell are you doing?
Good, thank you.
She nudges him with a foot again.
Alright. Take it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Your Excellency.
Hey.
I've come to meet and consult with you.
You said that. I forgot to visit you, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Do not apologize.
I'm sorry. Alright, what are we gonna do? Are we gonna... What are we gonna do? What would you like to know? As a servant of Moradin, yeah?
You are also a servant of Moradin.
I wouldn't say that quite yet, but...
But you are a devotee.
Oh, of course. He's a man of the earth. God of the earth, yeah? I worship all of them, yeah? It's what I'm working for.
Very good.
Yeah. Would you like to... Oh, you were able to do that shaky rock then, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, but look at this. Here's some stones, fellas. Like, please don't play with those... But we should try and mess around with him, eh? Might be rather interesting. Well,
does, just kind of like...
What are they doing? Rocks?
Yeah, there's a pile of, like, gemstones. As you saw last time, they were, like, oddly shaped gemstones, and they're polished and such. But some of them have, like, a lot of grit to them left. There's some parts that are stuck on that are definitely not part of the gemstones. Why don't you try and clean them up?
How so?
Any way you want. Eh?
They do not seem dirty.
They're just a little... You see, yeah, there's a little bit of some other rock in them.
Just pour some water
maybe,
on them.
Maybe if you're cold in it, maybe you pull parts of them off.
Okay.
And try to think about it.
You mean like...
So Kuro begins to look into his bag for rock cleaning tools.
Does he have any rock cleaning tools?
Does he have any general cleaning tools? Does he have a mop?
This is headdress.
It's not a mop.
Vacuum cleaner. And the stranger says, "Are we practicing again?"
I'm not.
Vela's just like, "Guess you can just keep down. Tired.
Let us try this." He puts the rocks and do we have any water?
Yeah, yes. Just use water.
Source of water.
Stranger has some like water skin.
Okay.
I think I got some tools on this thing.
Your books?
And then Hugh will, not Hugh, Kuro will perform the ritual, purify water while the rocks are in the water.
The water is very clean, and sparkly.
Mm.
The pieces of rock isn't really coming off of it.
Doesn't coming off.
But while you speak, the pieces of the rock shake and like one drifts off.
What the hell? Mm.
This is an interesting effect.
Yo, just talk a lot.
Rock!
Yeah, that's good. Tell her what's up.
Oh, no. Oh, look at that, yeah. She's moving. Rock is floating. Points. It's flying over arrows.
How are you doing that?
Is it clear?
No.
Stone caller, yeah?
Stone caller.
Indeed, it seems if I greet the stone. Hello, stone!
Stone shakes.
Would you kindly go over there?
The gemstone falls, and the pieces of stone go over there.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, look at that, man. It's nice and clean. Val's like, please don't mess with anything, but that's actually kind of cool. There you see it.
Yo, throw some up there, I'm gonna shoot
you. You can move rocks around, but not white like that, yeah? Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
It's down there.
You can follow this figure.
Can you grab with your feet?
No.
Okay.
Down, can you get it?
Thank God.
Oh my.
Crisis averted. His arrow shoots. You see him in slow motion? He knocks it again.
Hey. Check that out.
Did you just shoot the... Is Ever still practicing in the corner, kind of all stuff? The ground and plants in, together are just kind of intertwining, and it is a lot easier to move around and it's covering a larger and larger area, rather than it just being kind of like a 5 foot kind of thing. It extends about 10 by 10.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Phil, watch this. And then over there.
what the hell is that time. Shit?
Some vines are growing. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That's
13.
Pretty good.
Fucking hate plants.
So tell me.
I hate trees.
I will do something now. Watch this. This is yes.
Stranger's just dancing like a little.
Nice. Looking good, Stranger. Looking good.
Very nice.
He runs over to Eros. Now you see me. Now you don't. Now you see me. Now you don't. Now you see me. There, he goes like this. Now you don't.
When you pull his hands away, you don't see him anymore.
So I pull him.
He pulls his hands away, and he's just not there. You're tickled from behind.
Here I am!
This is gonna suck. When'd you learn that trick, Stranger?
Yesterday!
Oh, okay.
Can you try to do anything?
He's reading.
You're Stranger, buddy.
Q.
What?
Q.
What?
Q.
What? So quiet.
It is quiet.
Yes,
and shall we go?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's go.
You can feel like it looked like the stranger was trying to tap you. Trying to like poke you. Like so everyone else saw this, but you were just reading. The stranger was unable to touch you. Unable to poke you.
It wasn't doing anything.
What? Yeah, Q wasn't doing anything, but the stranger was trying to poke Q, but Q is just not faced by this at all.
Why are you all staring at me?
Shall we go? Yes!
Let's hit it. I'm following.
He punches me in the shoulder.
What?
It's evil.
But that was a play punch. You're a good actor. That should come in handy at the gathering.
To the gathering.
He is not a good actor. We should have to work on this.
Thank you, Frau Doctor.
Yeah, see you later,
Professor.
The greatest bag is actually with the Van Buren.
Oh, yeah. Sure. He's so good.
Hey, is that yours? Stranger?
Oh, yes. Thank
come
you.
Friends, to the gathering.
Let's go.
Look at to the gathering.
Is the stone still flowing?
Do you know where you're going?
Forward.
We all run into a wall.
Is everyone walking like this?
Yeah. They're also on the disc.
Everyone
walks
through the casino.
Ross is always on the
loose. Everyone walks through the casino?
Yes.
The stranger is jogging beside Ever.
Coming. It seems like the bushes are blooming as I walk.
This is weird. I don't like it.
The casino is bustling with life. You see the large Eggman.
Good day, sir. Good day, madam. Good day.
5 tickets to the gathering, please.
Lordings, blessings upon you. Greetings.
It's right over there.
Good day.
He just walks over to the... This is big opening.
We're standing right there.
Where you didn't see...
Gathering.
You didn't see the other lights. It looks like a whole other festival behind. Like, this is actually the area that you fought Kevin Matarley and the Stronger. The area where people like disappeared into and just kind of walked through. This big wide opening. There.
I don't want to go.
Let's go.
Trusted. We're going. Come on.
You go first.
Let's go.
I'll go first. I go first.
You try to. You're just walking. There's just a lot of people walking around. Very colored clothing. You can see if you look behind you. If you happen to look behind you, you see other people go. Shit. It's just like they can't see the sea, the entrance to the gathering.
Are there people coming in and out?
Yeah, people coming in and out, but like whenever...
Some people are not.
Some people just can't figure out where they're coming from or going, and they just kind of get lost. They're just kind of stuck near the entrance. So you have to kind of push past some people. So you're like trying to figure out this area. So
Don't touch that. Thank you.
Excuse me. Hey, don't lose each other, guys. Come on. I don't have to take all these people by myself. We gotta fight them.
You bump into someone.
Oh, hey. So sorry. Take it easy.
See the mans.
Looks like the... You know, oh, hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Yeah?
You recognize him. It's the first guy who said he would bet on you. A long time ago.
Sorry, we didn't mean to run into you.
Oh, no. You won that maze thing, right?
Yeah, the labyrinth.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We were all watching.
It was damn good. Did you get your money? Your chops?
What?
Aren't you betting on us?
Yeah. What'd you guess?
Well, you said you would bet on us.
That's fair.
We didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
We will worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it.
Good to meet you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But, hey, looks like you're here on the other side, right?
Huh? Yeah, here at the gathering.
Sure.
Right? If that's what you want to think.
Yeah, the
what?
No, it's just... You guys seem kind of out of place, don't you?
What?
Yes!
To say the least.
They're very out of place. I am out of place all the time.
And he's the only one who seems like he belongs here.
Maybe we must get into the festive spirit.
No, we're not wearing the same things that they're wearing, no.
Goro's playing as a big costume.
No.
That's a good costume.
No.
Look at that. That's all kinds of cool. Well, no.
That he's putting his wrestling belt that he's made.
It doesn't look very... I don't know. You guys don't seem like you're... I'm a little worried about you guys here.
What?
So you did casino stuff. You did Gortog's nasty maze thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're... Do you kind of guys understand what you're getting into here?
No.
No.
They do not.
We never do.
You know.
No. We never know what's going on.
Well, let me show you this. He just pulls out...
Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm taking it easy. He pulls out a small fiddle. He just plays a couple notes. And then it changes to the sound of a flute. Like, easily.
What the hell's going on here? Are you a bard? Explain yourself.
Not particularly.
You're not a bard. Tell us what you know.
What is he
going to
tell us?
Changes, and then he starts going like this, and it sounds like it's like a very light drumming.
That's an interesting instrument you got there.
It's not the instrument.
That's you.
It's the place.
What do you mean? It's the place.
There's a place in the instrument we must enter.
Wait, can I?
Very
can
well.
I, can I see?
Give it a shot.
All right. So I'm gonna take it. I'm like,
let us go inside the instrument
now. Yeah, go for it. Let's see what happens.
Don't first, Aaron.
No, not me. I'm trying to do something, guys. Come on. I don't even know how to hold this thing. Just smack it around. The crossbow. Yeah.
Doesn't do anything.
Bang, bang, bang.
Well, I mean, fine. Let me try something. I guess I'll just like.
You try to imitate.
Yeah.
Roll intelligence.
Intelligence.
It beats your intelligence. You manage to imitate the motions, but it goes sore.
Okay, I'm done.
No, you gotta put your heart into it. Yeah. Try it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this was much better.
Yeah, it was a different sound.
It was very musical.
It's very good. Maybe there's something else we could.
I can do that.
The stranger like grabs it in between, and he He
kind of goes, how do I hold it? Just
this thing.
It sounds like a trumpet. That is not what I was going for. I think it is broken.
I can't.
What is it?
You're not.
Right,
it's a normal fiddle.
Okay, watch. Ready?
Here, we'll try. No, you go.
Oh. Okay.
All right, we'll try together.
Okay, ready?
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 Pull up it. All right, try again.
No. Move this direction.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that was something.
There we go.
Okay, we got it.
Very
we
good.
Did it. Good job.
Yes.
We throw it on the crowd. You want to give it a shot?
Okay.
No sound comes out.
That's worse than mine. That sucked.
It's better than mine.
Try again.
No, maybe just like.
What the fuck?
How about your flute?
I like this melody.
What about playing it?
The stranger tries again. He puts it on his
ear. It's a safe song.
That is not what I am going for. I am afraid.
He hands it back very solemnly.
It's alright. So it's broken, dude. Don't worry about it.
I sit down on the floor and pull out my food and try to make pretty pictures in front of the stranger.
It works perfectly fine. Things move very, very quickly in Vegas. Wow. Are you sure you belong here?
I'm positive.
You're
that we don't belong here. No.
How are you going to compete?
I am number one competitor in all the world for any gathering activity.
That was beautiful sounds you were making there. Tell you what.
Okay.
I wouldn't
that's
call
how we're going
to
have
beautiful as much as dignified.
What? Oh,
what do you mean?
Man.
What are you talking about?
There's not going to be any, like, you know, like, dueling. And
oh, no, there's tons of dueling.
Yeah, but not with weapons, huh?
No, all the weapons you want. So the Gathering has a very nice little system where you can hurt people as much as you want. And they come out fine a couple hours later.
Let me guess. Do I have to play any instruments?
No. I mean, I hope not.
Do I got to make music?
Oh, God. With your skill?
Do I have to perform?
Yeah. Now you got it.
Well, we don't belong here.
I'm sure you do.
I'm screwed.
I'm ready to perform.
Bring us somewhere where we gotta do things.
Let's try and bring it to your level though.
Okay. His level. Actually, I don't understand. No,
all our levels.
Okay.
This guy's ready. You're almost there. You can play instruments. But I don't think you're got the right heart for it. Not yet.
Too evil.
You can tell jokes, at least.
He's very serious about that.
You know, we're not, let me call the guys over. I don't know where, one of our friends is probably out drinking or hitting on some people, you know how it is. But, why don't we have a little match here?
Okay, what are we competing in?
Let's make it a duel.
Fine. Who against who?
Will your team also have someone with brain damage on it?
We got...
We don't want to have an unfair advantage.
Well, in that case, I don't mind. I think we have the advantage because we've been here for a while. My band's over here.
You have experience and we have brain damage.
Bring it on.
Sounds fair to me.
Bring it on.
Very
I'm totally
well.
Uncompetent.
Agree to
he's
the
totally
terms.
Uncompetent right now.
Let us have.
He's like, bring it on. He's like peeing his pants. It was like a slow trickle down.
Let's go. You kick your ass right now.
So, the guy kind of leans forward and cocks his head. And hear a little tune coming.
What is the contest?
Oh, it's, I mean, whatever you want. I'll show you how this works. He starts, he takes his fiddle and he puts it away and pulls out a small guitar. You ready?
Okay.
Ready. What's this exotic instrument? I've never seen it before.
Roll for initiative.
Yeah, buddy. Kick your ass. Kick your friend's asses.
One.
Oh no.
19.
Buzz, buzz. 18.
The stranger will, as normal, the stranger will use centered intuition. 17, first roll. Second roll is 13. So 17 takes. 17 plus 14 is 31.
34. He's at 18.
Kuro is surprised.
Okay, who wants to keep track of initiative? And we're going to actually take a break.
Okay.
Really start.
I like that. Yeah, let's do that.
But
I'll keep track of initiative because I got work for you.
Okay. But the band is playing, and before like anything really gets started, it's just three or four of them just playing instruments, but shapes are coming together. Just like ghostly shapes. And like there's a guy, it looks like a soldier with a full blade.
I can do this. This is some bullshit. I can dig this competition.
And strangers, this is excellent music, yes.
Oh yeah.
So we got Eros, the stranger. 34th.
Ever and Q.
Ever and what? What did Ever have?
18.
18 total?
Both of them.
Thoreau is surprised.
He was a
surprise.
At the guitar. What an exotic instrument. He's never seen one.
There's only one guitarist too. It's like he's strumming it very quickly, but different sounds are coming out of it.
Anyone else? Can I have to keep a?
No.
Okay. All right.
The band is letting you go first, essentially. All
right.
But this also determines order, essentially. But we're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah.
And grab some food if we want.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab some chicken.
Yep.
Sounds good. We can take as long as we want.